Here's what's going on the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday. The Chargers head to Miami today for Sunday's game against the Dolphins. Injuries continue to be the big story swirling around the Bolts. Cornerback Jason Verrett out indefinitely, torn left labrum in the shoulder that he injured last week against Denver. He had surgery on the right labrum in March after injuries at TCU. He could miss the rest of the season. Cornerback Brandon Flowers, linebacker Jerry Atasha, both practiced. Ryan Beck, running back Ryan Matthews, linebacker Melvin Ingram, both remain out. Chargers play in Miami on Sunday morning. Bolts will likely snap their 32-year win drought in Miami. They've not won there since that fabulous 1982 Kellen Winslow AFC playoff game. But Phillip Rivers has thrown for 2,213 yards and 20 touchdowns. He's expected to dominate a Dolphins leaky defense in the secondary. Miami quarterback Ryan Tannehill has 11 touchdowns, but 8 turnovers and 17 quarterback sacks. He is working with Dan Marino, tutoring him every week. The Dolphins do have dangerous receivers in Mike Wallace and Jarvis Landry, but little of a run game. Chargers' run game gets a bit of a boost with Donald Brown back from the concussion to rejoin rookie Brandon Oliver. The feature game on the weekend will be Denver in New England, a classic. Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, the matchup. Brady is 10-5 versus Manning in his career. Bill Belichick is 12-10 as a coach against Peyton Manning. Patriots have won 33 straight games at Gillette Stadium against AFC opponents. Belichick called Manning this week the best quarterback he's ever coached against, saying he figures out defenses, he attacks them with accuracy, his wide receivers get huge yards after catch, they are deadly. Brady and Manning, by the way, have combined for nearly 4,200 yards passing and 40 touchdowns the first half of the season. Other top games around the NFL, Arizona plays Dallas on Sunday. Both teams are 6-2. Quarterback Tony Romo insisting he will start despite the bruised lower back. Ravens go against the Steelers. Baltimore secondary minus 3 cornerbacks. Of course, Ben Roethlisberger coming off that 522-yard passing game. Redskins tangle with the Vikings. Quarterback Robert Griffin III returns as a starter coming off the dislocated ankle. Eagles play the Texans. Quarterback Nick Foles has thrown 9 interceptions already this year after just 2 last season. Colts meet the Giants. This could have been a great matchup, Eli Manning against Andrew Luck, but the Giants' defense has been shredded by injuries. In Thursday night football, the Saints beat Carolina 28-10. Mark Ingram ran for 100, scored 2 touchdowns on the ground. Drew Brees threw for 299. Another bad outing for Cam Newton, 10 for 28 passing, 2 turnovers, and 4 quarterback sacks. Couple of injury notes. Cowboys have lost linebacker Bruce Carter. He's broken an index finger in practice. Broncos running back Ronnie Hillman bruised his shoulder in Thursday's practice. Good news for Kansas City. Linebacker Joe Mays went through his first full practice. He had wrist surgery back in August. Jets running back Chris Johnson unhappy at the lack of carries this season, has only 268 yards rushing this year. In college football, very busy Saturday schedule ahead of us. Third-ranked Auburn plays fourth-rated Ole Miss in an SEC showdown. Number 5 Oregon meets Stanford. The Cardinal defense will try to put a lid on Ducks quarterback Marcus Mariota, who's got 24 touchdowns and just 1 interception. Seventh-ranked TCU, coming off its 82-point outburst last week, plays at West Virginia. In the Pac-12, Arizona meets UCLA. They're both 6-2. Both with red-hot quarterbacks. Cats are led by Anu Solomon, who's accounted for 20 touchdowns this season. The Bruins are led by Brett Hundley, 2,500 all-purpose yards and 20 touchdowns this season. Arizona State meets Utah. Sun Devils and Utes are both 6-1 in what likely is going to be a defensive war. Southern Cal plays at Washington State. The Trojans have to control Cougar quarterback Connor Halliday, who's thrown for 3,833 yards and 32 touchdowns this season. San Diego State's on the road. They play at Novato Reno. Aztec running back DJ Pumphrey headed to a 1,000-yard season. Wolfpack quarterback Cody Fajardo, 2,400 all-purpose yards and 21 touchdowns this season. In baseball, World Series, Game 7. The Giants' win over the Royals drew 23 million viewers, highest since 2011 for an individual series game. Overall, the series averaged just 13.8 million. It's the second lowest viewership of all time. World Series official scores since Madison Bumgarner will get a save, not a win, despite five shutout innings out of the bullpen in Game 7. He finishes the World Series with a 2-0 record, a save, and a 0.43 earned run average. It's the lowest since the 1965 efforts of Sandy Koufax. Major League Baseball, 121 free agents at the open market at 12:01 a.m. next Tuesday. Top names on the free agent lists: pitchers Max Scherzer, John Lester, third baseman Pablo Sandoval, DH Nelson Cruz, shortstop Hanley Ramirez. Hall of Fame has announced 10 names on the Golden Ballot to be voted on this winter. Amongst the group of players from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s eligible, Ken Boyer, Gil Hodges, Richie Allen, Minnie Minoso, Jim Cott, and Maury Wills. The Cubs reportedly could hire ex-Tampa Bay manager Joe Maddon to a contract today. They're negotiating a five-year deal worth about $20 million. Meanwhile, the reaction from Major League executives about the potential hire of Maddon and the fact they would boot manager Rick Renteria after just 1 year, very critical of the Cubs organization. Anonymous quotes, they called the Cubs classless, said it was a snake move and a bad deal given to a good man. Roster front, Dodgers have picked up the $10 million option in pitcher Dan Heron. Angels have picked up the very affordable $7.5 million option to relief pitcher Houston Street. They've also released Sean Burnett. Cardinals have picked up the $500,000 option on pitcher John Lackey. Reds have picked up the $10 million option on Johnny Cueto, but they bought out Ryan Ludwig. Washington has released relief pitcher Ralph Soriano and won't pick up the $15 million option on slugging first baseman Adam LaRoche. Phillies have released ex-Padre pitcher Mike Adams after three surgeries on his arm. Yeah, they did elected not to pick up the $6 million option on him. Basketball, Lakers-Clippers tonight at Staples Center. Lakers are 0-2, having lost by 18 and 21 in the first two games on the season on the road. Cavaliers play in Chicago tonight. King James, LeBron James, leaves the Cavs into action against the Bulls, and unbeaten San Antonio meets unbeaten Phoenix. Meanwhile, last night, the Clippers came from behind. They tangled with Oklahoma City. Oak City, without Kevin Durant, managed to get Blake Griffin in foul trouble early. Chris Paul did not have a good shooting effort. And the Cavaliers' home opener, LeBron James, rather disappointing in his first game back in Cleveland. Just 5 of 15 shooting. He had 8 turnovers, but the Cavaliers did put away the New York Knicks. Knicks, by the way, have lost Jose Calderon, their veteran guard. He's going to be out at least 3 weeks with a calf. Houston has lost guard Pat Beverly. He's out with a hamstring injury. In hockey, the LA Kings lost to the Pittsburgh Penguins. Pens goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury, 36 saves on a shutout. And the Ducks got shut out in St. Louis. Blues goaltender Jake Allen, 24 saves in that victory. Tonight, the Kings are in Detroit. The Ducks on the road in Dallas. Big weekend auto racing, Formula One U.S. Grand Prix in Austin, Texas. Team Mercedes, led by Lewis Hamilton and Nico Rosberg, running away with the points title. NASCAR Texas 500 this weekend in Dallas-Fort Worth. Brad Keselowski, Kevin Harvick are fighting to stay alive in the $1 million chase for the championship. One of them has to win rather than get cut from the field. IndyCar's unveiled a 17-race schedule next season. They're going to open the season in Brasilia, Brazil, with a street race. They've also added New Orleans and a street race, and they move the Auto Club 200 at Fontana into the middle of the summer on June 27th. And what a weekend in horse racing. Breeders' Cup opening day today at Santa Anita. Jockey Gary Stevens returns to his mounts following knee replacement surgery 3 months ago. Top race today is the Distaff. On Saturday, it's the Breeders' Cup Classic. 15 horses go to post, including 7 3-year-olds. Horse of the Year will be decided between California Chrome and Shared Belief. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Friday.